न्यूज सर्विसेज डिवीजन ऑफ आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी।
गुड इवनिंग एंड वेलकम टू दिस एडिशन ऑफ नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी एज वी एक्सप्लोर द फैसिनेटिंग नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न पार्ट ऑफ इंडिया। ईच एपिसोड ब्रिंग्स यू न्यू इनसाइट्स एंड कैप्टिवेटिंग स्टोरीज। Here's a sneak peek at what we have in store for you today. Today we'll bring you a fascinating segment about the lives of Northeast students in Delhi. How they juggle the challenges of a fast-paced city while building a second home away from home. We'll also bring you a report from Sora, where the new Aqua Park cum Visitor Information Center has been inaugurated. And also a report from Kohima, where the first ever annual conference of the Sociological Association of Northeast India has taken place. But first, let's hear from our Aizawl correspondent Isaac, who has a special report on organic farming in Mizoram. Mizoram, nestled in the northeastern hills of India, offers a unique agricultural landscape shaped by its terrain, climate, and rich cultural traditions. The state has great potential for organic farming due to its minimal use of chemicals and its reliance on the traditional methods. Even though the practices like shifting cultivation, also known as jhum, is still popular.
In order to preserve soil and encourage sustainable growth, the Mizoram government places a high priority on organic farming. The government has continuously taken action to give farmers financial support and open up market for their goods. When it comes to exporting organic produce, Mission Organic Mizoram has achieved significant progress. 20 metric tons of ginger, 10 metric tons of chilies, and 4.2 metric tons of jackfruit were exported by the state in 2024. According to Vanal Rohlupui, technical assistant with Mission Organic Mizoram, the goal of organic farming is to maintain the fertility and health of the land. By preserving its richness and halting erosion, this agricultural technique optimizes the potential of surface soil. Additionally, it gives plants and other living things a healthy habitat. Crop rotation, planting crops that improve soil fertility, fostering beneficial soil organism, and properly plowing the soil to prevent disease are important techniques that farmers are taught. She also said that there has been continuous growth in organic exports.
Realizing the potential of organic farming in the northeastern region of the country, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare launched a central sector scheme entitled Mission Organic Value Chain Development for Northeastern Region for the implementation in the state of Mizoram. The scheme aims at development of certified organic production in a value chain mode to link growers with consumers and to support the development of entire value chain, starting from inputs, seeds, certification, to the creation of facilities for collection, aggregation, processing, marketing, and brand building initiative.
Mission Organic Mizoram currently has 27,604 enrolled farmers who raise a range of crops on 26,500 acres of land. Mission Organic Mizoram was founded in 2016 and works with service providers throughout the state to help and encourage farmers. In Mizoram, organic farming is easier to implement with locally accessible resources and is more economical and environmentally friendly. Farmers in Mizoram and the Northeast as a whole have long recognized that the ecology of future is more significant than the economy of today, and they can lead the way in this area of agriculture. For Northeast Diary, this is Isaac from Akashvani, Aizawl.
Did you know that elephants are considered keystone species? They play a critical role in maintaining biodiversity, from seed dispersal to modifying habitats, which in turn supports a wide variety of plant and animal life. In an effort to protect these magnificent creatures, the Tripura Forest Department has requested the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, to construct at least 3 underpasses, ensuring safe passage for elephants across highways. For more details, let's hear from Kunal Shinde, our Agartala correspondent.
Elephants are the largest land mammals living on the earth. The three species that inhabit various parts on the earth are the African bush elephant, the African forest elephant, and the Asian elephant. Tripura, a tiny northeastern state in the country, is also blessed to have elephants inhabiting in a sliver parts of the state. The places where the group of two herds of elephants traverse in the state are found mainly in Mungya Kami in Khowai district and Adabin in South Tripura and Gomati districts. There are a total of 15 elephants in each herd. However, the reason behind the Forest Department asking the National Highways Authority of India for underpasses and even the Indian Railways to reduce the train speed at a particular stretch is because two elephants were killed by a speeding train while they were crossing the tracks in the months of December 2024 and February this year. The area from where elephants normally traverse is called as the Elephant Corridor, and the time at which their movement takes place is ideally after dark when there is less vehicular and people's movement. Alarmed after two male elephants succumbing to their injuries after being hit by train, the Forest Department has taken up the matter with Indian Railways, requesting to decrease the speed of the train to 20 km in Khowai section where elephant movement is witnessed so that further fatalities among these large animals can be prevented. Akashwani News spoke with Tripura's Principal Chief Conservator of Forest, Mr. R.K. Samal, on what are the challenges which elephants faced due to shrinking size of land as people have been inhabiting these areas. This is what he had to say.
Amara Tripura mein karib 30 hati ache, 15 hati Khowai district mein aur 15 hati South district mein aur Gumti district mein hai. Lekin ye elephant ka jo jagah mein wo log ghumte rehte the wo gradually shrink kar raha hai. तो एलिफेंट फिर उसमें डिस्टर्ब होते हैं और उनको जब घूमने का उनका जगह कम हो जाता है और खाने पीने का कम हो जाता है वो फिर लोगों का घर के तरफ चले आते हैं और तोड़फोड़ करते हैं. खोवाई डिस्ट्रिक्ट में जो एलिफेंट्स हैं उनका ज़्यादा प्रॉब्लम होता है कि जगह कम होता है, इसलिए मुंगियाकामी में मुंगियाकामी चंपक नगर NHIDCL का रोक कंस्ट्रक्शन होने का है, उसके लिए हम लोग उधर 3 एलिफेंट अंडरपास देने का उनको कंडीशन लगाए हैं सो दैट उनका जो घूमने का जो एरिया है वो ज़्यादा हो जाएगा, उसमें वो लोग अच्छे से खाना पीना उनको मिलेगा और लोगों का घर के तरफ वो ज़्यादा नहीं आएंगे. और ये जो कि कुछ दिन पहले हमारा 2 मेल एलिफेंट रेलवे के साथ एक्सीडेंट होके वो मर गए, तो इसीलिए रेलवे अथॉरिटीज़ के साथ हम लोग बातचीत कर रहे हैं सो दैट कि रेलवे का स्पीड जैसे तेलियामुरा टू मुंगियाकामी के बीच में वो स्पीड को थोड़ा 20 किलोमीटर करने के लिए हम उनको बोले. अभी उनका जो स्पीड है इट इज करीब 50 किलोमीटर है और सेंसर्स लगाए कि अगर हाथी जाने के टाइम उनको पहले से ड्राइवर को इन्फॉर्मेशन मिल जाए सो दैट ड्राइवर पहले से ही ब्रेक लगाए और धीरे धीरे गाड़ी लेने का प्रयास करे. ये भी हम रेलवे को प्रपोजल रख रहे हैं.
It is believed that with the concerted and coordinated efforts of the Forest Department of Tripura, NHAI and Indian Railways, the lives of these endangered species is safeguarded, and there may come a time when their population increases manifold to make Tripura a sought-after destination for elephant safari. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Agartala.
Now it's time for a special segment, Stasha Interacts, where our reporter Stasha takes you into the lives of students, professionals and locals from Northeast living in Delhi. From navigating the city's fast pace to overcoming cultural challenges and finding a second home, their stories are filled with resilience and personal growth. Stay tuned as we bring you fresh perspectives, real experiences and powerful conversations from the heart of the metro.
Namaste, this is Tasha Joshi for the Northeast Diary. Today, I'm at the magnificent campus of Lady Sri Ram College and I'm joined by...
Hello everyone, I'm Inikali from Nagaland. I'm currently pursuing my Bachelor Honours in English in LSR.
Okay, great. Are you liking the vibe here? Because I love it as soon as I...
I love it.
And the fest season is round the corner with Tarang. I see all the decorations happening. Moving forth, I just wanted to ask, firstly, Inikali, how is Delhi treating you? Do you like it here?
Yeah, till now I like it here, except for the travel costs and the food. Like walking to college is easy, like it doesn't cost anything, but whenever we have to go out to like Sarojini or places in the north, it takes a lot of money, like a lot.
Okay, do you not travel from buses?
No, we usually take either the metro or Uber auto.
What is the one thing that you miss about the home the most?
One thing will be our car because of public transport, and the other will be food. But first, car.
Car,
yeah. At home, whenever we want to like travel, even if it's a far distance, we travel by car. We like rarely take autos in like public transport. There aren't even like much for public transport except for autos. But here, we have to take public transport for every single thing. So yeah, it's expensive to even go to a place. Even if we don't go buy anything, the travel cost is like way more than what we spend in a place.
Do you feel there are enough support systems here, like for cultural groups, etc., for students from the Northeast?
Yeah, there are a lot. Like, I don't know about other states, but especially for our state, there's a lot. First, we joined the Northeast cell group for this college itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then through like other people, they like kept on sending us like, okay, you have to join this WhatsApp group, you have to join this WhatsApp group. So now I'm in so many Northeast WhatsApp groups right now. One is for our college Northeast cell. One is our Nagaland like church. There's a church. It's called NCF. So we have a group chat for that. And then there's another group chat for the same church, but for the youth.
Oh, that way.
Yeah. And then there's one more group chat for like Northeast, like general Northeast people.
Right.
And then there's one more group chat for like our Sumi tribe. They are from the Sumi tribe.
Oh.
There are like many tribes in Nagaland. So like there's a specific group chat for like the people from Nagaland or Sumi.
Okay.
In Delhi or not. Yeah.
It sounds like the list goes on and on. Inikali, have you encountered any cultural differences that have impacted your social life here?
Till now, I haven't really faced much racism, except for like once in Sarojini, when I went with my friend. She was Ladakhi. Like normally, you can't really differentiate between us. So we were turning away from like a store. We were shopping for clothes during our Noor festival. So we were turning away from a store and then the shopkeeper was like, chini chini, like, ruko ruko, ya, ya, like, karido. And,
oh God.
Like, it was really funny. Like, we were laughing nonstop and, like, we just left it out, like, talking to the shopkeeper.
You took it in the right stride, I guess.
No, because it was funny because, like, the story sounded so unrealistic because till now, like, you didn't experience anything like that.
Like,
yeah, and even if, like, it is racism, it's not, like, most of the time, it's not negative. They're more, like, shocked or, like, oh, my God, like, you're from this place. Like, what do you do? Like, how do you feel? Stuff like that. Like,
right.
Curiosity.
Right. Yeah. We were just talking before and I wanted you to tell us about the Redford story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, two of my friends are from Nagaland. One of them Manipur and then my cousin Badi was also from Nagaland. So, we went to Redford together. We were, like, going to take pictures for, like, a competition, mm-hmm. like, for a photography competition. And while we were waiting outside, first, like, obviously everybody was, like, staring because to them, like, we look like foreigners and stuff. First, like, a mother and, like, a child walked up to us and they were, like, asking if we could take a photo with the child. And since it was, like, a very innocent, you know, like, question, we decided to take a picture with the child. After that, again, like, a group of young girls, like, students, they came up to us. They wanted to take a picture. So we took a picture with them. But after that, I guess, like, because we took a picture with those, you know, girls and, like, those students, like, the guys that were standing, like, in the corner, they, like, they thought that we were going to say yes to them also. So, like, everybody started, like, coming up to us one by one, like, a celebrity. And then they were like, oh, my God, a picture, please.
Oh, God.
And, like, we were laughing. Like, it was funny. So, like, we took, like, 1-2 pictures and then we went inside.
Oh, God. Do you have any advice that you would give to future students from the Northeast who are considering to study in Delhi University?
Yeah, one thing I'd like to say that it's not very hard to get into good colleges in Delhi University.
Mm-hmm.
Many of my classmates, like, they gave up before, like, the results came out. They could have gone into, like, a much better college. But, you know, they thought that they won't get in, so they decided to go to private colleges. And there's a huge difference, you know, between, like, the education level. So, yeah, I think one advice would be, like, not to think that it's, like, a huge, you know, a very big obstacle to, like, get into DU. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still, like, a huge difference in exposure. Because colleges in Shillong and, like, places like that, they're really, it's filled with Northeast people.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, the experience is going to be the same thing as, like, staying home. No, whereas in Delhi University, as a student myself, I feel the diversity here changes your perspectives, your way of understanding. It's totally a different ball game when you meet people from so many different cultures out here. You feel belonged in one way or the other.
You know how there's many opinions about there shouldn't be any more reservations and stuff like that. After I came here, like, I realized more on like why we need reservations. When I was in 12th standard, I didn't even know that there was like an exam called CAT. Like, no one told us. The teachers didn't tell us. Our parents don't know. And our teachers didn't tell us. And we had like no information whatsoever. And when I was like asking other students, like who are from Delhi or like from other mainland areas, she was like talking about how they were in like multiple group chats for like CAT preparation. We didn't have like a single like CAT preparation group chat. Everybody like did it on their own, like either watching YouTube videos online or stuff like that. And
you were on your own, brother.
Yeah, on my own.
Yeah.
We didn't even have anyone to explain what CUT is and like, how it works. Even for like stuff like filling the preference sheet, we had to watch like 1,000 YouTube videos because like there was no one to ask like, how does this work? Like, what happens? There's a very, very huge difference.
Okay.
So yeah, like the quotas is absolutely necessary.
On sandwich. Suddenly, I'm really proud of you, you know, that you were able to manage it. And it was so fun talking to you. Thank you so much, Anikali.
And now let's move on to Nagaland, where the first annual conference of the Sociological Association of Northeast India was recently held. Hosted by Japfu Christian College, this two-day conference explored the theme, Sociology in Northeast India, Retrospects and Prospects Today. The event marked the golden jubilee of the All India Sociological Conference and brought together scholars, policymakers and students to discuss the region's most pressing social issues. The conference was graced by Nagaland Governor Laganesa Nair. Let's hear more about this from our correspondent, Mary in Kohima.
Addressing the conference, Nagaland Governor Laganesan said the Northeast stands at the crossroads of rapid modernization and the preservation of indigenous knowledge systems, emphasizing the need to balance progress with cultural identity. He also highlighted the crucial role of sociology in documenting the experiences of communities in the region and shaping inclusive and sustainable policies.
The first conference marks a significant milestone in our collective efforts to advance sociological research and discourse in the Northeast region, which is known for its rich cultural diversity, deep historical heritage, and dynamic social transformation. The Northeast region of our country is a unique confluence of traditions, unique culture, ethnic identities and aspirations. The various ethnic communities have demonstrated remarkable resilience in the face of geographical, historical and contemporary challenges.
The governor stressed the significance of including the voices of indigenous and marginalized groups in academic and policy discussions. He called on sociologists, policymakers, and community leaders to work together to address key issues such as gender equality, economic disparities, migration, and environmental sustainability. During the conference, more than 60 papers were presented besides panel discussion and special lectures, which attracted about 200 people from all the 8 states of the Northeast. Sponsored by the Northeastern Council and held in collaboration with the Indian Sociological Society, the conference facilitated insightful discussions that could pave the way for meaningful societal transformation in the region and beyond. For Northeast Diary, this is Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Now an exciting development from Sora, also known as Cherrapunji, is drawing attention. The newly inaugurated Aqua Park cum Visitor Information Center is all set to become a hub for preserving the region's aquatic biodiversity, particularly focusing on the native snakehead fish. Here's a report.
A new chapter in the conservation of aquatic biodiversity has begun in Sora, with the inauguration of the Aqua Park cum Visitor Information Center. The center, which aims to protect and promote the region's unique aquatic life, was inaugurated by the German ambassador to India, Philip Ackermann, on Monday, 24th of March, at Kilias Nong in Sora. The center, built with a focus on preserving the snakehead fish, a native species of Meghalaya, is a significant development for both the local community and the environment. The Aqua Center is a collaborative effort between Meghalaya's Department of Fisheries, the German Corporation for International Cooperation, GIZ, and the Khiliasnong village Dorbar. With a total cost of 95 lakh rupees, the project received funding from several key partners, GIZ, the Fisheries Department and the Khiliasnong village Dorbar. The funds were allocated under the Meghalaya State Aquaculture Mission 2.0. At the inauguration, Ambassador Philip Ackerman praised the project, highlighting its importance not only for biodiversity, but also for the local community. He emphasized the role of the center in educating both tourists and locals about the region's rich aquatic life.
Biodiversity is an extremely important element of our world, our planet. Meghalaya has an enormous biodiversity, and aquatic is one element of it. So I'm very happy and very proud to inaugurate this project, which is a collaboration between the government of Germany, the government of Meghalaya, and the village of Khiliasnong, where the people of Khiliasnong have contributed to build this center. It's a center for aquatic biodiversity. And this center is to show tourists, travelers, but also Meghalayans what biodiversity is all about. And I think it's a beautiful building. It's very fancy architecture, but it's very nicely exhibited also. The show is very nice. And it's in front of this little lake, this reservoir, water for Khiliasnong, but you have also lots of fish in the water. So I think it's a wonderful project involving local fishery traditions, involving biodiversity, showing of biodiversity, and engaging the local community heritage in biodiversity.
In his remarks, a German ambassador called the infrastructure remarkably displayed, with the center's location offering stunning views of a nearby lake, abundant with fish. He also underscored the significance of such partnerships between India and Germany, aimed at advancing green and sustainable development.
So because we have this partnership with India, it's called the Partnership for Green and Sustainable Development, and biodiversity is a huge factor in this partnership. And we feel that, you know, preserving biodiversity, especially in countries like India, being exposed to climate change, growing population, growing middle classes, you know, is very important. So it is wonderful to join hands with the Indian government and the state governments of India, in this case, the government of Meghalaya, to develop these projects. They are not big, it's a small project, but I think it might have a charisma and an aura that inspires other projects as well.
The Aquapark cum Visitor Information Center will also serve as a valuable resource for researchers and students with its focus on the indigenous naked species. Atinolin L. Maulong, Director of the Fisheries Department, shared that the center will not only showcase these fish, but also create opportunities for local livelihoods through entry fees and educational programs.
So the main purpose of this project is, first of all, to conserve the indigenous species here, that is a snakehead. So here we'll be having the conservation through by setting up of the aquarium. And on top of that, we have here the pond. So we do keep some of the snakehead. And along with that, we keep also with the mahasir. So that this will be for the production rearing. And at the same time, it'll be a recreational facilities for the people here for relaxation. So that families, friends, people from far and near, they might visit this place to see this beautiful location. And you can see that there's an information center. Over there, you'll have the photograph and the brief description along with the aquarium on the snakeheads. At present, we have four variety of snakeheads. And increasing the livelihood of the people, mainly of the community, they'll generate a revenue from here by collection of fees for visiting this place. And most importantly, it will help. It will be beneficial for the research scholars and students.
Ranjit Singh Gill, Principal Chief Conservator of Forest and other prominent figures from the government and GIZ were also present at the inauguration. The project is expected to inspire similar initiatives in other regions, promoting conservation, recreational fisheries and sustainable livelihoods for local communities. This new center promises to be a beacon for conservation efforts in Meghalaya, blending biodiversity, community involvement and ecotourism. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with Lamfrang Nongspang, reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashvani, Shillong.
Now enjoy the Aptani romantic song, Siram Tonya, sung by Gyati Anda and Li Kang Anya.
Chanala sera tuña jaje doje do mio yanda nyan jaje doje do oh sera tuña jaje doje do mio yanda nyan jaje doje do
With that, we have come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
Kaya luka do chant kane nengla lok kane kanengla ne pan pa sara tunya jaje doje do myo yanda nyan jaje doje do
This program was presented by Lucy G. Chattopadhyay, produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.